Researchers at Georgia Tech and the State Department of Transportation have spent more than a decade developing a robot that can seal cracks on major roads and highways. It's named appropriately Roadbot. Tasneem Shama reports.
Roadbot has lots of body parts: cameras, computers, a machine that melts asphalt, and colorful LED lights. It latches on to the back of a pickup truck. It looks complicated, but it's actually pretty simple. It finds a crack, a high-speed camera snaps a picture, and within a fraction of a second, a computer generates what's called a crack map. This tells the master controller where to fire the asphalt. Jonathan Holmes is project director of Roadbot at Georgia Tech.
It's happening very fast, on the order of milliseconds. So it fills the crack, you know, just nearly instantaneously. And that's why it sounds like a shot as these things are going off. It's this very high pressure that's coming out.
It fills those little cracks that happen from wear and tear and temperature changes, not the big potholes. David Jared with the Georgia Department of Transportation says safety is a top concern with crack sealing.
Normally you've got people out there on the ground, or in the case of the crack sealing, there's people out there with devices on their feet applying this bituminous asphalt. It was a relatively high-risk research project to see if we could actually automate this operation.
And they did. Except for a human driver of the truck, Roadbot is fully automated. And moving along at just 5 miles per hour, it's 5 times faster than humans at sealing cracks. But there were a lot of challenges.
There was a lot of work on just the sealant dispensing. So that applicator development, I know it went through 3 or 4 major revisions to get the timing down to where it could be dispensed fast enough at the right temperature and not splash too bad.
The right temperature is 370 degrees Fahrenheit. And then there were problems with the lighting. Sunlight was messing with the camera, so they had to design a better shield. And they needed sharper images of the cracks, so the green LED lights are now facing perpendicular to the red LED lights at the bottom. David Jared with GDOT says the newest challenge, though, isn't a technical problem.
Automating some of these processes, which for decades have been done, you know, manually, it's really breakthrough research. Question is, where do we go from here?
The project has been in limbo for the last 2 years while GDOT tries to find partners to share the cost of building a full-scale roadbot. Right now, the prototype roadbot can seal cracks up to 12 inches wide. A full-scale roadbot, which would take another 2 years to develop, would cover 12 feet, the width of an entire lane. Wayne Daly is with the Georgia Tech Research Institute.
You know, you develop the prototype, but there's still always this gap to go from a prototype to a commercial product. And, you know, usually people underestimate what's involved.
Building this robot costs more than $1 million. A full-scale version is expected to cost double that. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.
And Tasneem joins us now. This is a prototype, obviously. So how long before we start seeing robots everywhere we go, filling cracks and potholes and things?
Well, it really all depends on funding. I mean, the earliest, though, would be 2017. David Jared with GDOT says they actually set up this project with a system of red and green lights. So after every phase, they would stop and figure out, you know, does it make sense to keep going here? Because this was a big risk that GDOT was taking. It was investing more than $1 million, and most of the development was taking place during the recession, which is a time when everyone was cutting back. So it was a really high-risk research project, and they didn't know if it would be possible to develop a machine like this.
As we got into this, we found that some of these issues were require more time, more effort, more money than anticipated. But nonetheless, we still feel like this is groundbreaking research in that it was able to get over the hurdle, the first hurdle of applying the cement material fast enough, then the second one, being able to detect those cracks, then being able to have those two systems communicate, signal the applicator, and then to actually be accurate with the placement on the crack.
I personally don't often hear researchers bragging about their own work, but Jonathan Holmes, the project director, stressed to me that this is a really cool invention, and it took more than 10 years to perfect.
So we heard about some roadblocks, no pun intended, but hurdles, I guess you should say. How do they get over those? How are they dealing with them?
So, I mean, what really helped the engineers at the Georgia Tech Research Institute was that they were also actually developing another robot for GDOT around the same time. It was called an RPM machine, which automates the process of placing RPMs, which are the raised pavement markers. And these are like the little yellow bumps that you see between the dashed lines on the road. Sometimes they glow at night. But anyways, so here's Wayne Daly with Georgia Tech. He's about to tell us about a meeting they had back in 2003.
We recognize the challenges, right? This very viscous material and the high temperatures and so on. And while we're discussing that, I think the chief engineer at the time, he said, you know, so we have these RPMs we got to place on the road. We think that would be an easier problem. Why don't we try to tackle that one first? That was a genesis, though, of trying to work out the imaging, the sensing, doing those things in motion.
So when it came time to developing the crack sealing robot, or Roadbot, they were able to use some of the same technology. And the robots that apply the raised pavement markers are already being used by DDOT about an hour south of Atlanta in Thomaston, which is in Upson County.
All right, so it sounds as if the RPM robot that you were talking about that does the little markers was successful. So how about Roadbot? It's got a different job. Is it going to make it?
Well, I mean, it depends. You have a lot of limited scale prototypes like Roadbot sitting in the laboratories of places like the Georgia Tech Research Institute that never make it to the market. So it's about trying to figure out how to get it to the next level. They need funding, and it's not clear like who should be paying for it to move forward. Just to remind you, this is really expensive. I mean, they're estimating it'll cost $2 million. So right now, GDOT is talking to other states and universities to see if they'll split the cost.
Tasneem Sharma, thank you so much for being in. Very interesting.
Thank you.